So, how do you like legal weed?
Very good.
Wow, very listen, good. That was a very affirmative. Hi, yeah. Welcome to Marijuana Wanderers. I'm Mike, and there's Grizz right there.
I'm Grizz. There's Mike.
So on the weekend, I don't remember the name of the place that I went to. Is it too hot in your ear?
No, I'm just trying to figure out if the door's open over there. I'm listening to my dog walk around because somebody came in.
I'm going
to
go check.
They go out.
Okay, so hold
and
on.
And then, so you're going to, I'm going to sit here and kill time while you check the door to make sure my dog hasn't walked out. No, I appreciate
we're all good.
It.
We're all good.
We the brought Jackson Pollock to the studio today.
The Awakener came in and opened the door.
Got it.
Little wee Jack did not wander out.
Excellent.
Jack, come on in here, buddy. Welcome to Marijuana Wanderers. This weekend I went down to, I don't know the name of the store. Anyway, it's just fine. It's fine. It's on Queen Street.
Uh-huh.
It's not the Honey Pot. I don't know, something else.
Right, huh? Okay. It's Queen Street.
Yeah. Whatever. So I went down there because I thought, okay, you know what? At some point here, maybe they're going to get better at doing this.
Right.
So I picked up a little bit, and I shared some with you, lemon skunk.
Yep. Wasn't bad.
And I said, it's okay. You don't get high on it. And then you started to lose your mind on me a few minutes later.
Well, it got speedy. Like, it's speedy weed. Like, all of a sudden, I'm trying to handle my phone and put my code into my phone, and my hands are shaking. I'm like, okay, that's a bit much. I only had one cup of coffee.
And you're not that big a drinker.
No, I'm not. Okay, yeah, no, I'm not that big a drinker.
Yeah. So, it does have that effect on you. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's like a pretty upfront sativa, so.
No, I've been doing edibles for the past couple of days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm enjoying my edibles
a lot. I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah. And have you done them historically pretty consistently? Or
no, not consistently, but I'll tell you a story. On the weekend, I had some buddies over. And
thanks for the invite.
It was board game night. It was geek night. I didn't think you'd be interested in that.
Yeah, because, you know, I had zero going on in my life.
Okay. So maybe next time.
Don't bother.
All right, I won't. About 8 o'clock, I said, I'm going to take an edible. And I said, you guys want one, right? So I take my dose and they're like, okay, well just give us half. So I gave them like a little tiny dose and they both said the same thing. Edibles don't usually work on me. And suddenly they were really baked.
How long did it take for it to take effect?
Not long, about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty quick. Yeah.
And the one guy is like 6'4", 280 pounds.
Oh,
and he's looking at me going, these have never worked on me before. I can't get over how baked I am. Like, I'm a lot higher now than I was 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
So they're called, I don't know, jelly bombs or something like that, right? There's a sativa one, which I think is the bomb with a Z, and then there's a jelly bomb, which is, the indica bomb with a Z.
Could you stop saying bomb on our podcast?
Sorry. I'm looking for...
Well, love of God.
It'll probably get us
this
a lot
of... This is not the Awakener.
So, okay. No, it's not. But anyway, so these things are actually pretty good. So I've been, I like them, right? And they don't make me speedy or anything like that. Take a little dose of, one dose of indica before bed, and it's actually been really good. I've been sleeping really, really well.
Oh, okay. So, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
You know, it's nice that that's working out for you. You did mention that you were going to try edibles a little more. That's good.
Did two double dose last night and then set myself on fire this morning.
Didn't you say, all right.
Yeah, for real.
What do you mean?
Okay.
You set yourself on fire?
Literally set myself on fire.
Were you too high when you woke up?
Well, no.
Why are you using anything?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? Okay,
so this is the stupidest story.
Grizz on fire.
So I get up, I have my normal breakfast, and then before I leave the house, it's about 9:30, I decide I want a bowl of soup.
Yeah. Okay. So at what time?
9:30. So I'd already had breakfast.
What are you, a Russian grandmother?
No.
I'm going to have a bowl of soup.
Homemade chicken soup that I made.
Okay.
So I was standing there with the soup on the stove, heating it up, and I was wearing a bathrobe, and
you're cooking in a bathrobe soup for breakfast.
It was my best impersonation of Ron Jeremy that I could muster.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So then I put on, the bathrobe, the rope that you tie your robe with, right? I guess I didn't notice it.
That thing dangles down by other stuff.
Well, this time it didn't. This time it rested itself on the burner of the stove, and while I'm stirring the soup, I start to smell something, and then I see something, and it's smoke and flame, and I had set my house coat on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know when people say, oh, man, that guy never ceases to amaze me? Grizz.
I know.
You say you're cooking soup for breakfast in your bathrobe.
Yes. Let's
see if I got this right.
I know.
Yeah.
And I set myself on fire.
What if the bathrobe had gone up? What would have been your next?
I don't know.
First of all, how did you put it out? Just stomping on it or whatever?
No, I just went over to the sink and put it out. But that's the second time I've done that. The last time I did it, I was leaning up against the stove wearing a sweatshirt. And the sweatshirt, the back of the sweatshirt.
You have a gas range?
No, it wasn't a gas range. It was just a regular stove.
And you're so out of it, you're just leaning against it.
Somebody was cooking something. I wasn't thinking. I just leaned back, and the back of the shirt had gathered up a bit on top of the stove.
Son of a gun.
Right? And the woman looks at me across the kitchen. She's like, "Are you on fire?" And I turned around in the back of the
shirt. You thought she was hitting on you, and you're like, no.
No, I didn't think that at all. But yeah, so that's the second time I did that. Anyway, I wanted to share that this morning.
I'm worried about you. I think we need to get some home care in place right away.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Huh. Yeah, I sliced off the end of my thumb.
When?
Well, you know what? I actually, yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm just worried about you and I.
Okay.
Just doing an average menial task.
It's tough.
It's tough. Didn't used to be. What's going on?
Age.
No, age. No, I don't think I'm HIV positive. Dude, did you say age?
Age.
My hearing is going too.
Right. And I'm carrying a hanky.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. Okay, boomer. All right, boomer.
What's that mean?
What do you mean?
What's boomer mean?
Oh, no, it's the greatest slag among the youth today.
But I'm not a boomer.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's the point. They call you a boomer.
But I'm not a boomer.
It doesn't matter. You don't understand. You're also not a physical piece of shit. But when somebody says you're a piece of shit,
right,
it's on par with that. Okay, boomer?
Got it. Okay, so it's a nasty thing to say.
It's
to
a nasty thing to say.
Okay, so you're a douche.
To a guy who's turning 50.
Right, you are turning 50.
Yeah.
I know. I did that once.
Oh, how did you like it?
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
I didn't mind it.
Well, you make it look good, so.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Just weird, right? Because as you get older, right, like 20 to 30 takes a while. 30 to 40, that goes pretty quick. But 40 to 50, wow, does that time fly?
Hey, look, we need to do this.
Okay.
Did you hear this on TV?
What's that?
Did the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid?
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans...
No. That's not real.
Yeah, that's Eric Swalwell, and he farted on MSNBC.
What did they do? Mike his ass?
I don't know, but it's like really funny. He
the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
I mean, that's a gasser, man. That guy had a gasser on national television live.
He actually
to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And
I can't believe that's real. He actually broke wind.
Okay, so we did a little test before the show, right? To see how that sounded on mic. Pretty much the same, right?
That is disturbing.
To ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last...
It actually sounds like he's pushing it out. He stopped for a second.
Watch his face, too.
Hang on.
Hold on a second. I'll go back just a bit here.
Yeah.
Watch his
face. The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans...
he has a sore tummy.
He leans forward. It's like, how is that even... It can't be real.
It's so funny. Like, okay, to start with, look at his face, though, okay, when they get him on camera.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard...
Oh, my God.
He's a little sweaty. Looking, and he just looks like slightly uncomfortable.
Has he responded to that at all?
Oh, he said, yeah, he didn't hear. That was not me.
Oh, really?
And, I didn't hear on mic. No, but you felt it.
Dirt for U.S.
But you and I have this common thing about this guy, okay? Yeah. This Eric Swalwell just comes off like a real...
He's a frat boy douche.
He's a Chad, right?
Yeah, like
I bet he's farting all over. Hey, how's it going over there, Chris? Yeah, hey, gotcha. Yeah,
he strikes me as the bully that was holding kids down in high school and farting on them and shit like that, right?
Hanging goobers over their face.
Yeah,
slurping it back up.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Military aid.
He's a douchebag looking kind
Chris,
of guy.
Chris, so far the evidence is uncontradicted that the president.
Like, first of all, he's got a squirming in his.
I know.
Seat.
I know. I noticed
used
that.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
It's not,
and the complaint that I've heard from...
And then he comes out the other end like he's still pushing. Election.
I know.
Election.
It's like his shoes are too tight. Like you can't even... Like it's not... The adjustment that he makes
to
his body.
To help him cheat an election.
Like and why is that pause
who
there?
Who posted that? Do we know who posted that?
It's everywhere.
Is it
it's
everywhere?
Everywhere. This is the most... This is the fart that was heard around the world.
So nobody's copped to putting this up yet?
No, it happened a lot of people... As it happened, live, we're like, what just happened?
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used tax.
Okay, I'm going to give you my theory on this. How many times have I played it?
A few times.
And what is he saying off the top?
I don't even know because I'm listening for him to break wind.
Okay.
Of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I...
If you wanted to get a message out there...
What, that people would always listen to about taxes and stuff like that?
And you wanted
like
it to...
You're talking
and
you, conspiracy.
And science said, you have to plant this in people's minds over and over and over again. As a producer, whoever said, plant a fart in there and nobody will stop listening to this, was a genius.
Well, that's flatulence conspiracy, and I don't know if that's...
I've heard from Republicans
really,
all last week was still, that you don't have anyone who heard the call in election, that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians...
It does sound real, man.
...is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And
to cheat an election, like he actually leans into it.
If that was live on MSNBC, I'm going to have to go check the MSNBC website.
Oh, yeah, man, and I don't think they're going to highlight it.
I don't. It might be.
But
there,
he did
though.
Blame it. He did blame it. He blamed it on somebody in his midst, or you know, there's a bit of a conspiracy theory that it's somebody planted
right.
in there.
A Trump operative was hanging out behind him with a whoopee cushion.
If anybody had the whoopee cushion operative idea, Trump is the guy.
Well, yeah, because it's hysterical.
It is funny as shit.
The evidence,
literally,
it's funny as shit. And
is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Like it's a gasser. It's almost like he touched cloth that time.
Well, I move my body with it every time I hear it now. Like every time
I almost feel good. I feel like my tummy feels better. Like if he was sitting there not feeling so good with a sword. Okay, forget this in the news. What about Prince Andrew?
Oh, I watched that interview.
By the way, your Prince Andrew impersonation is impeccable.
I don't have a Prince Andrew impersonation.
You just did it for me before the show.
Oh, when he was talking about his...
Okay, so...
His not sweating thing when he was accused.
Yeah, here, I'll be the interviewer. So what we hear is it from one of the accusers is that you're a sweaty pig, basically. And she remembers you sweating profusely everywhere.
No, that's not it exactly. I have this very odd medical condition that from my time in the Falklands that prevents me from sweating, or well, at least it did at the time. I wasn't sweating at the time.
I wasn't sweating at the time.
That's what
his alibi.
That's what he said. I wasn't sweating.
I wasn't
at the time.
Sweating at the time.
Right. And then I saw a doctor on BBC, the morning show with Piers Morgan.
Oh, they're just analyzing it all.
And the doctor's like, okay, do you know how unrealistic this is? Like, there's no freaking way. It would be so rare. So rare.
Oh, yes. Right? Well, I have the rarest of diseases.
Like, even with all the inbreeding.
I was going to say, it is possible. I mean, that one of them doesn't have an eye in the center of their head. That's who was climbing out the window.
He was climbing out the window. Oh, that video was brutal, dude.
Don't talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I think it's libelous.
Yeah.
People send us shit we shouldn't look at.
No, exactly. Dark web shit. That's weird.
Yeah.
So
please don't send us that.
No, don't do that at all. I think that Andrew, really, whoever his PR people were, like...
His PR guy quit before the interview.
Oh, so Andrew convinced himself then that it was worth it for him to go on air.
Against everybody's will.
Yeah.
In his world.
Like, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Right? So...
I mean, the stuff he babbled on about was... He just sounded like a guy nobody had ever said, shut the fuck up.
Well, I don't remember the woman at all. Jeffrey Epstein was a, you know, I don't regret my friendship with him because the people that I met were very good people and I learned so many things from those people. And I never go out without a tie. So I don't recall that picture. That picture, no one can prove that picture is
that
genuine.
Picture is so funny. It's him.
With Ghislaine Maxwell in the background.
Yeah.
Overlooking it. Right. Like it's... It's
the
creepy.
Fixer was right there in the photo.
Yeah, like it's crazy. So yeah, the royal family isn't shit as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this is the beginning of the end for a lot of stuff with them too.
You know what I think?
What?
I think that his crazy ex-wife there Remember they got to
Fergie.
They got back together for a little while when this Epstein thing started to cook it up.
Yeah.
I think they brought her back into the fold and said, "You listen to me, you crazy fucking bitch. Don't you say a fucking word."
Yeah, well, it's once a royal, always a royal.
Yeah.
Right? You know.
Say it like Prince Andrew, though.
Once a royal, always a royal.
Oh, I just want, I literally want to hit you with your microphone. I beat you to death with your microphone.
Yeah, well, he's a dirtbag.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is my point about the stuff that we're seeing on TV, the fart, the Prince Andrew thing, all of this. If you're not watching TV high at night, like, TV sucks. Exactly. I agree, but turn it on, smoking this shit that we're smoking today, and have a listen. It's outrageous fun.
It actually, it is. I've started, I don't watch regular television anymore because it's all so freaking boring.
I do have a binge I want to share with you, but okay.
Okay. But I do watch like two shows every night that make me laugh my head off, right?
Yeah.
And they're news shows. So you sit there and the guys are funny, right? And if you take them for what they are, which are talking heads that are being funny,
yeah,
it's worth watching it.
Yeah, totally.
High.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. 100%. It don't do it every night. You need to cut through it a little bit. I do it every night. I don't care. But you know, you need to cut through. No, it's a royal. What does Prince Andrew do to enjoy television?
Well, most of the time I just put on some pornography.
Sorry, Prince Andrew, was that pornography?
I usually put on pornography. Pornography is something that Pornography. There's nothing wrong with pornography.
Fuck.
Right. In fact, the royals have a long line of pornography, and we have a...
Who's climbing out that window? You want to talk about that?
No, I don't want to talk about that climbing out the window thing that I sent you. No.
Yikes!
No, dude, there's too many creepy things about the royals right now. Like, way too many creepy things. I don't understand it.
I want you to bring in my crazy ex-wife so that we can make sure she doesn't say anything that's going to incriminate me right now. And by the way, I don't know that anybody's heard from her since. What was her name anyway?
Fergie,
that's it.
Duchess.
Sarah Ferguson.
Yeah.
What a behemoth cad she is.
Well, I mean, after as a prince, you know, you have to understand I was married to Sarah for quite some time. And while I was married to her, you know, she's not the most attractive woman. So every opportunity I got to go out and spend time with Jeffrey and Bill Clinton. We had a wonderful time. Right.
That is like, if you said this is a clip from the interview the other night, his PR
should be fired.
Quit.
Well, okay.
It was like, well, I'm out of here. You crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I covered you with a bunch of stuff. I'm out of here now because I'm going to be implicated. Get me out of here.
But do you see now?
And he got in his Jetson mobile.
For all the listeners, this is what's great about marijuana and modern news. There's so much garbage to talk about that once you get into it, it's a rabbit hole. You're like, I smoked this joint and I'm going to obsess over this for a little while.
Oh, speaking of obsession, you got Netflix over there?
No.
Okay, a couple of things. One, would you ever subscribe to Disney? And I have a part B to question one.
Okay, there's only one way I would subscribe to Disney.
Yeah.
If their entire back catalog was available, I'm not talking about just the films. I'm talking about
the TV shows,
all the goofy stuff, Donald Duck stuff.
It's all there.
All of it. It's uncensored.
All of it's there.
Right?
All of it. None of it has been retouched at all. The only thing that they did touch on, they updated some stuff in Star Wars.
Okay.
And that was based
on
George Lucas being a self-centered twat.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I thought, why the fuck would I ever buy Disney? By the way, there's an ad you don't hear for Disney. Why the fuck would I buy Disney? It's fun for the whole family with a wide array of entertainment. They keep it clean.
The thing about Disney that a lot of millennials don't know about is that there was a great show called The Wonderful World of Disney on every Sunday night at 6 o'clock or whatever, 7 o'clock, whatever time it was. And it was primetime viewing. It was 1 hour. And Disney would put on these great movies, whether it was Old Yeller or whether it was, great cartoons, original Walt Disney stuff.
And what came on first?
Right. What did come on first? I don't remember.
The animal show, the Wild Kingdom.
Oh, Wild Kingdom. Yeah, that's right. It was Wild Kingdom. It was Wonderful World of Disney. And then after that, in Canada, it was a show called This is the Law.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember This is the Law?
No.
Oh, I remember
this. Was it a drama?
No, This is the Law was a game show where they would do these vignettes of like somebody breaking the law, and then the three panelists would have
to guess
if there's an actual law to prevent that. You never knew this is the law?
No, I've never heard this is the law.
So I think Hart Pomerantz was involved in that.
Of course he was.
And well, he was
Hart Pomerantz.
Hart became a bit of a friend of mine, actually.
He's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, no, he's great. I actually held his People's Choice Award in my hand for Laugh-In. Which was,
Emmy.
It was an Emmy for Laugh-In. Sorry, because he was a writer on Laugh-In.
Yep.
Right? And
do you remember the show Trouble with Tracy?
The worst television show ever made. Absolutely.
Like, right. Just, I mean, it was abominable. It made me feel... Starring Diane Nyland.
Is that what this is that you're playing right now? Oh, go to YouTube and watch this. It's horrible.
Oh, Steve Weston, you dashing, affable guy.
Do you remember how he died?
No.
Fell off a roof.
Fell off a roof? What, like repairing it?
Yeah, that's what I recall. He was repairing his roof and he fell off his roof.
Oh, don't forget him. Oh, I don't even know who that guy is, but he was...
terrible.
He was a gay third wheel.
That was an awful show. Oh, makes me want to vomit.
That's her Toronto apartment.
Look at that set.
It's a mystery show every week.
It's horrible.
The show is obvious, juvenile.
Horrible. You should put that up on Instagram.
I will, absolutely. I didn't realize this till I was in Disney recently. That Wild Kingdom?
Yeah.
That was Disney.
No, it was Marlon Perkins.
But Disney owned it. And Disney still owns it.
Really?
And they have the Wild Kingdom there at Disney still.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that was that whole experience for us as kids, that was fucking cool. Okay. On that tip, go to Netflix and check out The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, I've watched that before.
It's really cool, man. How the toy industry drove the cartoon industry. Yeah. Just so cool. The battles that happen among the Chinese manufacturers and stuff. It's really well done.
Next time we should do a show about the best toys we had growing up, because they were so much different.
We've touched on it, right? Like, we had a Battling Tops, which was really cool.
Yeah.
What about this one? Kerplunk.
Kerplunk. I think we mentioned that before.
It was a marbles or whatever. Yeah.
Kerplunk. Even the simplest of games, man, like pickup sticks. I mean, you know, I played Jacks for crying out loud.
What about Meccano? Remember that?
I remember the Meccano set.
Tinker Toys? Right?
Tinker Toys. I remember those. I remember the big wheel. I remember also the pedal operated cars that were always really robust. And they were like, you could go like hell in them. They were great.
Big wheel. Oh my God.
Big wheel was great. They make those for adults now. In California, they go down those hills on big wheels for grownups. And it looks pretty dangerous.
Big wheels.
Like, listen to that music.
Big fat wheels in back.
Like, that's Detroit Motown selling that toy to little white kids all across America. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, you know what? Every kid in this...
with handbrake and fat wheels in back.
Right.
Every kid in that commercial is white.
Right. And the music was right out of Motown.
And by the way, as a white kid, I can tell you, I never got one, did you?
No.
My parents refused. No, you'll ride a bike. That thing's nonsense.
No, my dad gave me a shovel. He said they were fun. So, that was about it for me.
You've continued to use that shovel in many places in your life.
As often as I possibly can, yeah.
Okay, I'll be the one. Shout out to Lady Friend. Hi. We'll catch you next time. Subscribe to Merrill Wanderers and... tell a friend about it. Thanks, Chris. We'll catch you next time, buddy.
All right.